What do you want to get done this time of year?
Just learn the system first and foremost, so I can be able to compete without hesitation, and just come out here and do whatever I can do.
How tough is it learning a new system?
I've been around the block for a little bit. It's a little tough, but just got to come in here and just keep studying. That's my job. That's what I came here for. Pick it up.
Are there still certain things in this league you want to accomplish after 11 seasons?
Of course. I just want to continue to play. Of course, I love to win. Very competitive. We play this game to try and win championships. So we just got to push forward. But, first and foremost, I just want to learn the dang on plays first.
When was the last time you were this excited about an OTA?
This was all voluntary. And if I'm going to be able to play, with the guys that are on the team, volunteer to come, try and, try and not get ahead, but not be behind, not get yelled at too much. So decided to come out here with the rookies and the other guys from returning from the team. It's fun getting to know my teammates, getting to know all the different faces around here, the coaches. I'm sure I'll get to know some of you all, so it's fun.
You mentioned being around the block, and you mentioned the rookies. Do you feel kind of like the old guy out here with all these?
No, I don't feel like the old guy. Young guys inspire me. Yeah, they inspire me.
Fred, we're getting used to the new uniform, and you have to look in the mirror and kind of.
Every day I work out in South Florida, I got on some type of Patriots gear, and the guys down there, they tease me all the time. They tell me it seems like I've been a part of that team forever, the way I wear the clothing. But, it's some nice colors. I've always admired this stuff, especially when they change to this.
Did you see the day when you weren't in Jacksonville?
Honestly, I really can't say that. Especially after 11 years there, you speak of loyalty and all this, and guys, it's a sensitive subject for a lot of players, but it's all a business at the end of the day, and I think once you can learn that, you can kind of separate the two, and it's easier to deal with. But I thought I would retire there, but I prayed on the situation. God knows what's best. I'm here.
Now, a lot of people, you've been around a while. How much tread is left on the tire? I know you've talked about that and got some motivation, something to prove these next
years. I can't put a number on it, but I've always said I'll run till the wheels fall off. You're going to drive your car, get rotations or whatever. You're going to keep pushing. Those tires come off, you're in trouble. Fred, I'm going to keep going forward.
That being said, is it more important to get the playbook at this point of training camp and offseason?
That's the most important thing for me right now. Most important. I just came here, do a job. That's what brought me here for. I've been working in this business for 11 years, so I want to learn the playbook so I don't have to hesitate. I don't want to feel like a rookie out there. So I listen. I've always been coachable. Whatever I got to do, I got to do it. But it starts with learning the plays first.
Fred, we read about how you had a little wrist problem. How was that progressed? How was that now? And was it even an issue?
It's never been an issue. Just a minor slip up at workout. But it was just got a little blowed out of proportion. I'm fine.
You're getting close to the top of that all-time rushing list. How far do you hope to go, and what have you set goals as far as that?
I've always said I wanted to catch Jim Brown. Whether I do or I don't, it's been great playing in the NFL for this long. When you look at the average lifespan of a player, the things I've gone throughout my career with the injuries, this and that or whatever, just got to keep moving forward. Whatever I end with, I'll take it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it.